Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones
and her adorable husband Sean Farrar.
Woo!
Thanks for hanging out with us as we give some
life tips
and real life marriage banter.
Let's get started now with a random thought.
Hey, it's Random Thought in the office, man.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
How you doing?
I'm all right. One of our listeners to our other podcast was sad we don't do Random Thoughts in bed anymore.
Oh, well, I don't know why we don't.
I guess we're just
too much hassle.
I guess we're like, I need time to deal with that, man.
We never think of it. That's the thing.
No, our brains,
honestly,
we got out of the habit.
We
got
to get back into it.
You do. All right. So, speaking of habits,
yeah,
there's a cannabis habit that many a friend and stranger have across this country, right?
Yeah.
And according to the UExpress.com, their lead story was bogus, dude. And I'm just going to read from this because it's so amazing.
Okay.
All right. At the Tabor, South Dakota Senior Center. Just let that get in your head.
It's the Senior Center.
It's the Senior Center.
Bingo night.
Yep. They got the, what is that thing? Parcheesi? Pinochle?
Pinochle,
yeah.
That's a card game, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it actually is.
Me neither. I've never played it.
Because I always thought, pee on your knuckle, ew. So at the Senior Center, back to the quote, a regular card game got a little weird on January 4th after players enjoyed some brownies supplied by the mother of 46-year-old Michael Caranda.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So KTIV-TV reported that Caranda, an elementary school teacher, had recently traveled to Colorado and brought back some THC-infused butter, which he used to make a batch of brownies. And then his mom... I want to know how the brownies got from him to his mom, who I'm assuming is at the senior center, but whatever.
His mom probably ate one, like just was walking by. And about 10 minutes later, she's like, damn, those are good. I got to take those to cards tonight.
All right. So his mother, unquote, unknowingly shared half the treats with her fellow card players, which resulted in multiple calls to county officials about a possible
poisoning.
Sheriff's deputies spoke to Caranda and took the remaining brownies as evidence, charging him with the possession of a controlled substance. He was scheduled to appear in court on January 25th.
Wow.
That teacher, I wonder if he lost his job, man.
I don't know.
All for some pot brownies because his mom wanted to get the card players high.
Well, no. It was unknowing on her part.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay.
He should just pin it on his mom.
They're like, no, man.
She asked me to make them especially for the card game.
No, I think the problem is that he brought the butter back.
Yes, he did. I'm surprised there's not some sort of trafficking charge there because he crossed state lines.
No.
DHC.
That poor man.
Good Lord.
And then he lost his brownies.
And he's an elementary school teacher.
He's out the money. You know, he's out the money that he paid.
Yeah, he paid for the butter and the rest of the brownie mix. He probably got to eat like one.
Oh, man.
Saving the rest for after his mom went to bed.
But he must not be living. My issue is, how did she get the, like, I'm assuming she's living at the senior center and he's not living with her.
No, man, senior center is not necessarily a living center. Just like a rec hall.
Oh, I was thinking like a nursing home.
No, you drive your electric scooter there down the shoulder of the road.
In South Dakota or North Dakota? It's probably kind of cold there.
Well, this January 4th, yeah, whatever. So.
Oh, man, that's so sad. That's so sad. She's probably like, best brownies ever.
I know, the cops, I wonder how many OUIs the cops got. Let's just sit outside the senior center and wait for these poor bastards to leave.
So sad. I wonder if they were mellow or paranoid. Did they feel super creative? Or?
There must have been some paranoia built in there if they thought they were getting poisoned. I'm surprised they didn't come to realize it's 4 in the morning and they've all been doing jigsaw puzzles for 8 hours.
Did they watch a lot of Harold and Kumar?
That'd be the best.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, it's very sad that this happened to them against their will at the end.
It sure is. They had no agency in the decision-making process.
No intention.
Man. Dog tip right.
Dude, that was too loud.
I heard you. I mean, I saw you. I heard you wince, baby.
It hurt. That hurt. I'm so sorry.
You went so hard, I heard your body creaking.
He's a loud man. All right, so this week's podcast is Be the Rock and Live with Intention.
What?
Yeah, man.
Does the Rock live with intention?
Yeah, man.
You and your damn Jane Dwanson in infatuation.
Oh, Dwayne Johnson.
Yes.
Dear God.
I did that on accident the first time, and then it sounded good. Jane Dwanson.
All right. Anyways, so Sean is going to start us off with this.
Lately, a lot of Carrie's writers have been talking about how they want to write with intention.
I think it's because it's a new year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And that always makes Carrie's brain hitch a bit, which is why we're doing this podcast, a slightly deep dive into intention.
Without the benefit of pop brownies. So, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, intention means the thing that you plan to do or achieve, an aim or a purpose. Side note, pop brownies are legal in our state. Because we live in Maine.
Right.
Another cold northern state.
Yeah.
And over at a site about, you know why? Because the lawmakers said, you know what? We're going to have intention and we're going to make that legal. That's all right. Over at a site all about spiritual well-being, appropriately called
Blissful Light.
It says,
intention is probably one of the most essential parts of healing, abundance, manifestation, personal and spiritual development.
Whoa, right? Because that's like a lot to put on one word.
It sure is.
Or one state of being.
Or intention.
Healing, abundance.
Manifestation, personal and spiritual development, which in and of itself is just like life's work.
Yeah, man. And it also makes you tired just to think about it.
Pretty much.
From us.
Ready to go back to bed.
The people who can't do random thoughts in bed anymore because we collapse. And so, anyways, it's just a lot of words. They're abstract words. And over here on Dogs Are Smarter Than People,
we're not really big on abstractions.
So we're going to break it down for you a little bit in real word terms.
Well,
real world
off,
and real.
Abstractions feels like something like a medical procedure. I'm going to abstract that from the side.
No, like an abstract word is like
I know.
Love, faithfulness, intention.
I know.
Okay, so here. Real world. World. I can't say that. Real.
Real.
World.
World.
Terms. You want a hot dog? You find money. You go to a store. You buy the hot dog.
You made a decision. You bought the hot dog.
Then?
You do the actions. Find some money. Dig under the couch cushions if you must. Go to the store.
Help.
Walk your ass to the store if you're looking under the couch cushions for money. And buy your hot dog.
Right? So the intention works that same way, right?
Yeah.
You have to decide what you want, and then you have to take the steps to get what you want.
All right.
So sometimes the deciding is the hardest part.
It's like when you go to the grocery store in the U.S. before COVID-19, and there's an entire aisle full of cereal choices. Your brain balks. So much cereal. Too much choice. Weetabix or Cap'n Crunch. Cocoa Puffs or Corn Flakes. You can get stuck on a cereal aisle for days.
Especially if you've had those
pop brownies.
All right, so back in 2024, Barry Schwartz wrote a book about people being overwhelmed by too many choices. And a lot of other scientists and researchers are like, no, and disputed his theory. But we all know that I have a really hard time.
Yeah. Like, any more than one choice and she locks up sometimes.
Not a choice. There's more.
I know. That's my point.
I just weigh out all the possibilities. And at a restaurant, like, I even need, like, I am like, okay, I want this or this or this. And I can't decide until the wait staff or the server.
Oh, she always insists on ordering last.
Yeah, I need the pressure to make the decision. So anyways, here's the thing. We make choices every day. We stay in bed, get up, go to the bathroom now, try to hold it, answer the phone, don't answer it. All choices, right?
Yes.
So we constantly live with intention, but we want to be able to visualize and make the big steps towards those loftier and more exciting outcomes.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle didn't just leave their royal life for America.
Nuh-uh.
They imagined a different life and took all the complicated steps to get there. The Rock, here we go.
Ooh, yeah.
Didn't just become a superstar and get to dance with Gal... How do you say that?
Gadot.
Gal Gadot. Is that Wonder Woman?
Yeah,
maybe. Oh, okay. The Rock danced with Wonder Woman?
In the movie that they were in together that we watched. Apparently, you had too many pop brownies that night.
No, but when The Rock's on television, I have... You know how they blur out genitals on the TV?
You blur out the
whole thing. It's just a void in my memory. So anyways, The Rock took all the complicated steps to go toward bigger and bigger goals.
Yeah, man.
And according to Blissful Lights, there are key steps to doing this.
I think there actually are four, so that was psychic, babe.
Well, I think the word focus was bleeding into my peripheral.
Were you just smelling what The Rock was cooking?
No!
Right, so
the Rock's never cooking breakfast for me.
So number one is focus your thoughts. You want to visualize what it is you really, really want and be specific and see it clearly. If you want to look like The Rock,
right?
You gotta visualize looking like The Rock.
That's
right?
That's for darn sure. You
know what you
that.
Want. Know what you want. If you want to be a New York Times bestselling author, you gotta like. If you just want your book done. You know, like...
Yeah, you gotta visualize that book done.
Right. So then the next step is a direct two-word quote from Blissful Light, and that is...
Heartfelt emotion.
Yeah. So that's their term.
Feel so soft inside.
That's a nice, gooey place, honey. So that's their term, and it works. You want to really experience the emotion with that thought and the want and the dream. It's that beautiful connection that happens with aspiration, and it's pretty magical, right?
Yeah.
Like... Heartfelt emotion.
It is.
Every time I see a TikTok video about a dog, honestly.
Oh, my. Carrie cries so much. I have to keep her water glass full all day long. Simply for tear replacement.
You're so mean.
It's like an infusion.
Doggies. They
dogs. Hallmark movies.
Possums.
Freaking anything babies. On television that's negative.
Babies. Anything positive also makes me cry. All right, so...
Just a smiling manatee.
Oh my God, yeah. Just seeing a manatee makes me cry. All right, so number three is...
Try not to wish to be a unicorn and don't let setback or negativity get you down.
Right, so...
You want to go toward goals that are currently possible in this world. And in that same way, any goal in this world, any life is going to have highs and lows. No, you might have setbacks, but keep going.
Anyway, like in our week, we typically have a setback.
Or 12.
But then we'll have a great moment of joy.
Yeah.
Not related to pop brownies. We'll still have a great moment.
Or alcohol.
We'll still have a great moment of joy. Usually dancing around to Sex Bomb by Tom Jones.
Oh, that's Carrie's new favorite song.
Sex Bomb.
Works on her, though.
I know. It does. Really makes me happy. So, number four, and finally, is...
Nike ad it, baby. Just do it.
Just do it.
Remember that big second step of intention? It's action. You can't just wish for a hot dog to appear in your hand. You can, but it's never gonna. You've got to make your luck and opportunities by taking the appropriate steps toward your goal, desire, hot dog life, as The Rock did.
Yeah. No, life as The Rock might be your goal, man.
Oh, yeah, could be.
Yeah, man. You've got this.
You got it.
So all condensed, really. The dog tip for life is from Spartacus.
Dream big, which he's doing right now.
He says, on the couch asleep.
Work toward those goals.
Which for Spartacus is get more food.
Make choices that move you toward that vision.
Head towards the pantry, look at it forlornly, and sit like a perfect dog.
This last
sit
part like is a perfect dog. Also the most true. That's a huge part of living with intention.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Hey, I'll need to clear something up real quick before we go.
No. Okay.
Like, The Rock could cook breakfast for me.
Yeah.
But see, in my mind, that equates to morning time, having just awoken. And then if The Rock ends up cooking breakfast for me, you can't be nowheres around. Because I don't want you anywhere in a scenario where we spend the night in the same town even as The Rock. Because I don't trust you that much.
Oh!
But I had one other thing to say.
That's so mean.
And this isn't about The Rock.
I'm going to drink my tea because you just served it.
I was just wondering. Oh, you're funny. Anyways.
Yeah.
Back when you were talking about if you had to pee.
Yeah.
If you're in bed and it's the middle of the night and you're like dead asleep and you wake up, I wish this could be like a poll, an online poll. Why don't you tweet it out for me? Anyways, do you choose to stay in bed and hold it for a little bit more sleep, or you just get up and go pee and get it over with?
I always just get up and pee.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
Man, I'll hold her like 3 or 4 times.
He will, because he'll wake me up each time.
Before I have to. Here, baby, hold this tight. I did. No.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Hey there. Thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share your heart out.
These podcasts and more are at my website, carriejonesbooks.blog.
There's even a little donation button there. Because even $1 inspires a happy dance in Carrie.
And Sean.
But hers are much better than mine.
His are funnier.
So thank you so much for your support.
The music you hear here is made available through the Creative Commons, and it's a bit of a shortened track.
Who is the artist and what's the song?
Well, it's Summer Spliff by Broke for Free.
I love that song.
He does.
Just because of the name.
He does. Thanks for listening
so much.